Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
More on the Falcons coming up. But, Mike, we got to talk about what's going on with the Saints. Who are they going to hire as their new head coach? Now, they got a leg up because they let Dennis Allen go. We know this, you know, 2 weeks now ago, and they'll ride this out. Because there's no reason to rush the process. But they will have first dibs on pretty much anybody that's available that they might want to go after. And Mickey Loomis is leading this charge. The only reason I care, guys, is because they're in our division.
Well, there's a couple of the new names, and that would be coming from the Lions. You know, Aaron Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
And that they have a lot of folks who are saying it's his turn.
He came from there.
Right. And you'll steal one of Ben Johnson's assistants. You know, maybe you bring some guys from the – now, was it Ben Johnson? It was all hot and bothered to get a job, and then he kind of chickened out.
He did.
Last minute. So, now, you got to leave the nest at some point. But maybe he just didn't like, for whatever reason, some of the opportunities that were out there. And it was all his – the world was his oyster last year. He was mentioned and listed with everything. Todd Monken. And now he's still young, relatively young enough to be able to get another head coaching gig.
Do you think he... That's interesting.
Yeah, he's been a head coach in college.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about Monken. You're right, because the way the Ravens are playing and what he's done with Lamar, that he'll be a hot candidate.
Go get yourself that hot young quarterback out of the draft. Let Monken mold him. Mike Vrabel, who's now working with the Browns.
Yep.
Certainly, look, his track
record... I know he wants to coach.
His track record was good. The problem with Vrabel is they kind of cut him off with the knees with terrible decisions by his general manager at the behest of the ownership in Nashville.
Yeah. I don't blame any of that at the last couple of seasons on Vrabel. Anybody in football, they all know what the deal is. And Mike, I think he can coach. I think he knows how to build a culture. What about the Belichick thing?
Well, that's just it. I mean, all those same names would apply to Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. And do you want to go to Dallas? Because the Dallas Cowboys, look, it is still the prestigious job, and it's still there'll be 15,000 people who take that job in a heartbeat. But, you know, what is it going to be? What's your ceiling? Where's this going to go? Knowing the limitations that team puts on itself through bad decision-making, and it's the way the chain of command works under Jerry. But, yeah, Ben Johnson, I think he's going to be the number one dude. But you saw Aaron Glenn. Remember on Hard Knocks a couple years ago? He's so they're both impressive, but Aaron Glenn is super impressive.
I've known Aaron for a long time. He was Texas A&M. He's a Texas guy. Played for the Houston Texans. I've known AG for a long time. He is a quality dude. Mike didn't know what kind of coordinator he'd be in the NFL, but he's turned out to be really good. And it wouldn't surprise me if the Saints go, they know him really well. Remember, Dan Campbell basically did what these coaches do. He took half the staff with him. And AG was there as a secondaries coach with the Saints, and he took him to become his defensive coordinator with the Detroit Lions. That wouldn't surprise me at all because Mickey Loomis and company are very familiar with him.
Another article from The Athletic says Belichick, Vrabel, and then it says Deion Sanders.
Ah!
Now, is Deion going to leave Colorado high and dry when he loses his sons and obviously, you know, one of the best two-way players in the league, in the country, in Hunter? I don't know.
Here's my thing about Deion. I said, first of all, he's about to get a big pay raise, regardless of what happens. But if they win the Big 12, Mike, and they go to the college football playoff, he's about to pick the number. And he does that at Colorado and stays and continues to build. Or, Mike, his buyout is so ridiculous, right, that somebody's going to come along and he's going to make a ridiculous amount of money somewhere else. But here's the deal about Deion. He can pick and choose now. Right. He literally is in the driver's seat. If he wants to go to the NFL, and he said all these years, every time he's talked to us, he said, I don't want to deal with NFL players. He's always said this. He thinks he can deal and relate with college players, but we all know the college game has changed.
Yeah, basically it's one of the same. It's semi-pro and pro. And, you know, Deion, he's already got a staff, which is, I mean, like, it's a who's who of former stars and Pro Bowlers and, you know, Hall of Famers type level of coaching, which would translate to the NFL. I mean, to me, there's no difference, you know, as long as you got the right guys, and he does have a hell of a staff.
He does. I mean, Warren Sapp is D-line's coach. I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you don't think Sapp is in there coaching these guys?
Not to mention, you know, yes.
He's an analyst to O's right. point.
But still, to recruit? I mean, I'd rather go draft somebody and get my general manager to go buy somebody as opposed to have to recruit in this environment today.
It's a good call. But Deion's going to be able to pick his job, I think.
You're FSU right. guys hit me up in the text. Florida State, they got no money. You got no money.
Well, if you're going to fire him and pay Norville.
It's $63 million to buy Norville out. It goes down to 54 for next year. We're stuck, guys. We got a car in the front. It's a car on those cinder blocks in your front in your driveway. It got no wheels. That's what you're stuck with.
What has he done to have a $63 million buyout? At least Jimbo had won a national championship.
This is what team everybody does. It was started by Notre Dame with Charlie Weiss.
They did.
Ty Willingham, same thing. Teams outbid themselves for their coach. And there was no way in God's green earth Alabama was going to hire Mike Norvell. But anyway, getting back to Deion, as we said, he'll have opportunities, man, in both pro and college.
It's crazy. Hey, it's our NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Anthony Richardson is back, Mike. He is going to start for the Colts, and he was asked about his takeaways from his time on the bench.
No, just so that I'm willing to be a pro, you know, I'm willing to sacrifice anything that I need to do for the team. You know, I feel like these past 2 weeks has definitely opened my eyes and allowed me to have the opportunity to do that and just take a deeper dive and look into myself and see what I'm really, you know, made of. So I'm thankful for these past 2 weeks, and I'm low-key glad that it happened.
Yeah, and then he said, I want to add one thing. I'll tell y'all right now, I'll never take myself out of a game again.
Yeah, I mean, it's just when you think you've seen something you've never seen before. May I introduce you to 2024? I mean, it's just we're just mystified by a player that would ever do that, especially from a leadership role and everything. And now, again, there are still probably people out there going, what if he's tired? You're the freaking quarterback, okay? And there's conditioning. You know, just like the other night with Duke, you're cramping. You're 18. How are you freaking cramping?
It's three games into the season. Yeah,
so anyway, but that's the world we live in. Soft! So they had to send a message to the team and bring in like a 65-year-old quarterback to play in Flacco. Now he's back after the good news for Richardson. He's going up against the Jets. It's in MetLife.
Yeah.
That's part of the 1 o'clock schedule of games. But let's see if Richardson comes back with a bang. As a guy that drafted him in fantasy football, huge disappointment this year.
I agree.
I said you're soft, so what?
He is soft. Shane Steichen, what about Anthony Richardson starting quarterback?
I want to address, you know, Anthony's situation. You know, I've said the process for a long time. And what I mean by that is the attention to detail in everything he does, from the classrooms to the walkthroughs to practice, all those little things, right? It just got to be at a higher standard. And that was discussed with him 2 weeks ago. And those were the conversations that took place. And over the last 2 weeks, he's made strides in those areas, big time strides. Becoming a pro's pro. And is he a finished product? No, he's not. And it's my job to help him get there along with the rest of the coaching staff. But he's a hell of a talent. Like I said, we've never lost faith or belief in him. And
Okay. Look, he's got to say all the right things. You got to love him up when you realize that.
In 2 weeks, Mike, he turned into a pro.
It's basically the same thing that happened with Kirby with the Pope kit. It's like, yeah, it's colossally stupid and embarrassing you would actually tap out of an NFL game as quarterback. But, you know, you drafted him. You knew there were going to be growing pains. But unfortunately, because he got injured, he's behind the eight ball this year. He's a year behind in his development.
Yeah. Meanwhile, talking about development, it's our NFL Blitz, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Caleb Williams. So he's got a new coordinator. Thomas Brown's going to be calling the plays. For those who don't remember, Thomas Brown was calling the plays last year, okay, in Carolina. Now he's with the Bears staff. He's been in that room.
Right.
Caleb Williams, Mike, on the support of his teammates.
I think those guys are good, easy. We talk about it. I think I got full support from them. I've gotten texts or calls or people coming up to me, you know, with this situation that just happened, coming up to me and saying, we got your back. We're with you, things like that, and let's go. That kind of mindset and attitude has been what it's been this past couple of days. And that's kind of what it's on.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile,
the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, former Georgia running back Thomas Brown, for those who don't know. He is taking over the play calling. We'll see if it looks better. Bears this weekend, we'll see.
I mean, this is a guy that, you know, it's funny. Remember the knock, all the old fart like scouts and the guys you see on the talking heads? Hey, he's crying. Hey, they're soft. All right, well, it's tough. It's definitely a tough year because, you know, the team has not gone. He hasn't been as consistent as he needs to be. And certainly, I don't know, did that Commanders game just completely mess things up 7 ways to Sunday with that squad? Can't put that on him. He rallied from behind to give him the go-ahead touchdown.
Sure did.
But, yeah, it's just a strange, strange year. Also strange is CeeDee Lamb, who's played his whole career for the Cowboys, complaining about the light in AT&T Stadium. Bunch of articles have come out. There's a really cool article, Carl, in the website Bro Bible, which has kind of got some fun stories, talking about why the Cowboys Stadium is set up like that. Because Jerry got eminent domain, got a bunch of things moved out, like a Walmart and everything else, but he couldn't move this retirement community. They wouldn't budge, and they wound up going east-west, and that's why the sun shines in the end zone. Travis Kelce brought it up on his brother's podcast, New Heights, saying, I hate playing that blanking stadium. That blanking glare comes through the end zone. It's blanking ridiculous. He goes, it's like the glass makes it blanking spread even more. So he's had some problems with it, too.
The old offensive coordinator said this week, you have to call plays knowing that the sun is going to be in a certain place. That's interesting.
It's just kind of weird. Things have been open, what, almost a decade and a half, and now it's becoming a thing.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.